and thank you for caring enough to demand that our nation do more to help those that are suffering throughout this world with HIV/AIDS to prevent this pandemic from spreading even further. And I'll also add, dare enough to care about our political process. You know, as I go and speak with students, I'm impressed so much, not only in formal settings, on campuses, but with my daughter and her friends, about how much you care, about how willing you are to volunteer and serve. You may have missed the last wave of the dot-com revolution, but you've understood that the dot community revolution is there for you every single day, and you've been willing to be part of remaking lives in our community. And yet, there is a real resistance, a turning away from the political process. I hope that some of you will be public servants and will even run for office yourself, not to win a position to make an impression on your friends at your 20th reunion, but because you understand how important it is for each of us as citizens to make a commitment to our democracy. Your generation, the first one born after the social upheavals of the 60s and 70s, in the midst of the technological advances of the 80s and 90s, are inheriting an economy, a society, and a government that you have yet to understand fully, or even come to grips with, our rapidly changing world.